Dve kravi sedita na najvišji veji v drevesni krošnji. Ena bere, druga na tranzistorju posluša radio Študent. Na kar nenadoma po zraku mimo njiju prileti riba. Kravi se spogledata in reče prva drugi.
Svašta.
Svaštarnica na radio Študent.
Dobro jutro v sveži sredini svaštarnici. Slišali boste kaj novega v glasbenem svetu in skupaj z nami preverili današnje koncertne dogodke.
Decembra bodo pri založbi Soundway Records objavili kompilacijo skladb ganskega glasbenika Kiki Gyana. Gyan je bil sredi 70-ih let velikokrat primerjan s Stevie Wonderjem in je veljal za enega najboljših klaviaturistov v svetovnem merilu. Bil je član znane zasedbe Osbisa, toda sredi 80-ih je podlegel odvisnosti od trdih drog, to pa je peljalo v zaton karijere ter mnogo prezgodnjo smrt. Umrl je namreč leta 2005, star komaj 47 let. Kompilacija, ki izide 3. decembra, bo nosila naslov 24 Hours in a Disco.
Newyorška hip-hoperka Angel Hayes velja za eno bolj zanimivih mladih glasbenic v svetu hip-hopa. Pravkar je objavila svojo verzijo Eminemove Cleaning Out My Closet, v kateri nas čaka šokantna nazorna zgodba o seksualni zlorabi, ki jo je Angel Hayes doživela kot 7-letna deklica. Skladba se bo pojavila na njenem mixtapu Class 6, ki izide v tem tednu. Prisluhnimo Angel Hayes in Cleaning Out My Closet.
Parental discretion is advised. Yo, luck, luck.
When I was 10, shit, I believed I could fly. I would just flap my fucking arms and try to meet with this guy. And in my mind, I'd envision that I was speaking with God. And then I'd chop his fucking fist off and beat him with mine. But this is just a fucking portion of the war with my mind. So I'ma take you fuckers back and through the vortex of time. When I was 7, envision me at the bottom of stairs. And I solemnly swear that this is the truth, no fallacy here. See, I was young, man. I was just a toddler, a kid. And he wasn't the first to successfully try what he did. He took me to the basement, and after the lights had been cut, he whipped it out inside of my eyes and forced his cock through my guts. See, it was weird because I felt like I was losing my mind, and then it happened like millions of times, and I would swear that I would tell, but they would think I was lying, and now the power that he held was like a beacon of mine. So now I got used to it, I put up with the shit, and now my hate was so organically eruptive and shit. But this is nothing, cause I guess he told his friend what he'd do, and they ate it up. Shit, I was like a buffet for two. And then it happened in a home where every fucking one knew. And they ain't do shit but fucking blame it on youth. I'm sorry, mom, but I really used to blame it on you. But even you, by then, wouldn't know what to do. And now it happened so often that he was getting particular. And I'm more scared every time, word to my speed and ventricular. One night, he came home and I was sleeping in my bed. He climbed on top of me and forced himself between my legs. He told me,
hey Ray, I see you like them popsicle sticks, so put your mouth on my dick and suck and swallow the spit.
And I was confused, but I was scared, so I did what he said. I had no idea the effect it would have on my head. My heart was pumping, it was thumping with like tons of my fear. Imagine being 7, seeing cum in your underwear. I know it's nasty, but sometimes I'd even bleed from my butt. Disgusting, right? Now let that feeling ring through your guts. I thought of offing myself, I thought of killing these niggas. Wanting to take a fucking brick and push their teeth through their liver. Wanted to smash the fucking world and burn its leftover parts. Wanted to rip it out and just fucking step on my heart. Then I grew up and I wasn't within the reach of these men. But that didn't keep me out the motherfucking reach of my sin. And psychologically, I was just as fucked as they come. I was confused, I had to prove I wasn't fucked from the jump. I was afraid of myself, I had no love for myself. I tried to kill, I tried to hide, I tried to run for myself. There was a point in my life where I didn't like who I was, so I create the other people I would try to become. Sexuality came into play, and with as scarred as I was extremely scared of men. So I stopped liking girls, I started starving myself, fucked up my bodily health. I didn't wanna
wanna be attractive to nobody else. I didn't want the appeal, wanted to stunt my own growth. But there's a fucking reason behind every scar that I show. I never got to be a kid, so that's as far as I grow. My mental state is out of date, and that's as far as I know. My biggest problem was fear, and what being fearful could do. It made me run, it made me hide, it made me scared of the truth. I'm not deranged anymore, I'm not the same anymore. I mean, I'm sane, but I'm insane, but not the same as before. I had to deal with my shit, I had to look at my truth. To understand that to grow, you gotta look at your roots. I had to cut off the dead, I had to make myself proud. And I'm just standing, living, breathing proof. Look at me now, I made it through everything. I made you look like a clown. I'm fucking great, can't fucking hate you, nigga. Look at me now. And I'm just saying this to tell you, there's a way from the ground. The makings of a legend are often hidden in trials. So just be strong and just move on and just accept what you can, because it makes your story better when you read it the end. Yeah. There's a story behind every single scar that I show. I made it out, this a me nobody's gotten before. I had to open my wounds, I had to bleed till I stopped it. Thanks for joining me here. As I cleaned out my closet, I said I opened my wounds, I had to bleed till I stopped it. Thanks for joining me here. As I cleaned out my closet, church.
Naj za konec Svaštarnice omenimo še, kaj se bo nocoj dogajalo na koncertnih prizoriščih.
Ob 21. uri se bo v kinu Šiška zgodila nova glasbena epizoda serije You Go. Nastopili bosta zasedbi Kanda Kođa in Nebojša ter domači Ivok.
V klubu Gromka na Metelkovi pa vas ob 21.30 čaka nastop zasedb Iskra, Human Host Body ter Ana.
To je bilo vse za danes, ponovno se slišimo v petek ob isti uri. Današnjo svaštarnico je pripravila Katarina Višnar.
Dve kravi sedita na najvišji veji v drevesni krošnji. Ena bere, druga na tranzistorju posluša Radio Študent. Na kar nenadoma po zraku mimo njiju prileti riba. Kravi se spogledata in reče prva drugi.
Svašta.
Svaštarnica na Radio Študent.